I said it all offseason. I left some big time plays out there, some throws that I can make in my sleep out there, and a couple decisions here, one throw there, and like I said, we'd be having a whole different conversation right now. So I know I can do it, and I feel like I'm showing it on the field now. And you know, coach, if it's a competition, the best player is going to play, so that's what you got to be. And and I'm not worried about, just like Sam's not worried about what I do or what Sam does or what Matt and Tim and GJ and all those guys do. You just got to play against the defense, move your team down the field, focus on you, focus on your fundamentals, and that's what this time's all about. So you know, I'm not worried about anything else.
What is the dynamic with you guys
with the quarterback room? With Coach Day, I mean, I think he's just such a hard worker. He's a grinder. You know, those first couple weeks we had tests, and I mean, it felt like I was back in school, you know. But it was good. It was a good refresher. And I think he helps brings out the life in our room. I think he embraces the fact that we're all competing. We all compete, but we also respect each other, and you respect other guys at the position, especially at this level. You know, it's the pinnacle of your occupation. So you just have a ton of respect for all the hard work that they've put in, and you work your butt off.
Mark, does your arm look stronger now because you're not coming off of surgery, or is it because you are on complete understanding of the offense?
You think it looks stronger?
I do.
Good.
A lot.
Really strong.
I think you even said it the other day. You went back and watched film.
It's been lifting a ton of weights.
Yeah.
I got a bow flex.
I got to work out.
Ew. I mean, I feel good. I think when you're anticipating stuff too, you know, anticipating breaks, understanding guys' body language and leverage, and not really worried about guys lining up and, oh, what does that guy have? What route is it? Is it man or zone? What's he going to do? Is he going to convert this or not? Mm-hmm. Am I running? Am I keeping this? Am I handing it off? Am I throwing a quick screen? Whatever. I feel like I have that really nailed down, and, you know, you never get complacent with it, but you just feel better about it and more comfortable. So now I'm starting to think about some of those next level things, like, okay, what happens if they bring this blitz on this specific play? What happens if we see this coverage? And you kind of get your contingency plan, and coach talks about that you don't prepare for the easy ones. I mean, those should be money in the bank. You make the routine plays routinely, and then when something comes up, that's when you really got to be on, and those are the times that you train for. So I like that mentality, and it's really helping.
That said, you know, there's a lot of new receivers on the team this year, and how much time does it take to develop that rapport, and how's the first team reps kind of help you?
I think the most important thing is to trust my preparation, put the ball in the spot where it's supposed to be, and expect guys to be there. And then if there's a time when the ball's not there and they're in the right spot, to make sure I reinforce where they were, and vice versa. So we get a good conversation going. Hey, what did you see? Let's watch that after lunch. Grab a sandwich at lunch. Let's go watch it in the film room real quick. Tell me what you thought. And I feel a lot more comfortable doing that this year because I'm not learning the offense as much as maybe I was last year. So we have a good rapport with the wideouts, and it's just a great relationship.
Was it tough last year to not have all of that? I mean, it's natural when you're coming off a year that you miss, but to compete and try to be the best you can without having all the faculties in order that you just mentioned?
I mean, you just go with the situation. There's no there's no time to look back. I mean, when Nick went down in Houston, it was, you know, you blink and you're in. And it could be that way this year with any of us. Whoever starts the year might not finish it. Who knows what's going to happen? So we have to be ready at all times. And like I said, there's no substitute for experience, but I didn't have all of it last year. So you just go with what you know and trying to make the best with what you got.
Any receivers really jump out at you so far?
Oh, you name it. Bailey, Nelson Aguilar, a couple of those tight ends, Tukes and Gleichert. I mean, those guys are – they're doing a great job, and they picked up the system quickly, and they're having fun doing it. And they don't mind working hard. All the guys that come in here are here for a reason, and it's obvious that Coach Kelly and the scouting department, everybody, they do their homework, and they know who's a gym rat, who likes to be here, who do they have to kick out of the building, who enjoys meetings, who likes lifting, who likes coming out when it's hot like this, knowing their jersey's going to be soaked and sweaty, and you know, when it's miserable for everybody else, these guys love being miserable because we're working and we're playing hard and having fun. So it's a good environment.